From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his first statement since an Iraqi offensive to recapture Mosul was launched 2 weeks ago, a voice claiming to be that of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi called on the city's IS defenders to resist the advance, calling it a prelude to victory. The audio message urged IS jihadists to go with God's blessing, for the war is your war. Turn the nights of the unbelievers into days, wreak havoc on their homes, make their blood flow as rivers. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales sees the statement as a way to bolster jihadist morale.
I think he probably has to come up with something. As you say, he's been very quiet. So I think there's a need for al-Baghdadi to start to remind his followers that they have this massive battle ahead of them.
Iraqi special forces have consolidated gains achieved Tuesday after entering eastern neighborhoods of the city. Hundreds of civilians were seen, some waving white flags, leaving their neighborhoods, with one relief agency warning of more than a million people in grave danger. A new report has called for an investigation into possible criminal activity of the South African President Jacob Zuma government. The massive report by a state watchdog agency came as thousands of South Africans gathered outside government buildings in Johannesburg chanting, "Zuma must go." The report recommends a commission of inquiry be formed to look into allegations of influence peddling by a wealthy Indian family, the Guptas, who have had a close relationship with Mr. Zuma, and stand accused of meddling in state affairs for financial gain. Mr. Zuma has already been criticized for using millions in public funds for upgrades to his private rural home. This is VOA News. In politics, the two main presidential candidates Wednesday campaigned in states viewed as crucial to victory in next Tuesday's election. Both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump were in Florida, Trump addressing supporters in Miami.
I'm asking you to dream big, to push for bold change, and to believe in a movement powered by the people and by their love for this great country.
President Obama, campaigning for Clinton in North Carolina, had a warning for her supporters.
All the progress that we've made over the last 8 years, all the progress we hope to make over the next 8 years, all of that goes out the window if we don't win this election.
Clinton also campaigned in Nevada and Arizona as national polls show a tightening race. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank have voted to keep a key interest rate at a low level of between 0.25% and 0.5%, where it's been for nearly a year. Officials of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee said the job market and inflation are moving in the right direction, where another hike might be possible next month. Nick Collis is chief market strategist at Convergix.
It seemed very much that they are still guiding us to December, thinking that a rate increase will occur then, another 25 basis points, the same as last December. And the commentary in the release did indicate they're still thinking that way.
The rate of inflation has increased somewhat, but remains below the 2% level experts say is best. Third quarter growth in the U.S. reached nearly 3%. The Obama administration issued fresh criticism of the Israeli decision to issue building permits for dozens of new homes in East Jerusalem. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Our policy on settlements is very clear. We strongly oppose settlement activity, which we believe is corrosive to the cause of peace. These decisions by Israeli authorities are just the latest examples of what appear to be a steady and systematic acceleration Israeli settlement activity.
The Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as their future capital. In France, hundreds of children left the port city of Calais Wednesday following the demolition of the refugee camp known as the Jungle and were transported to makeshift shelters. Many with family in Britain hope to be allowed to cross the channel. The South Sudanese government says it's detained 17 people, most of them soldiers, suspected of committing rights violations in July during an attack on a hotel in the capital Juba. A government inquiry said dozens of South Sudanese troops took part in that attack, which occurred during days of ethnic fighting between government and rebels. U.S. lawmakers are demanding the pending takeover of U.S. aluminum processor Alaris Corporation by a Chinese firm be blocked on national security grounds. They said the proposed purchase by Zhongwang International could jeopardize U.S. manufacturing base for sensitive technologies. In professional baseball, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, defeating the Cleveland Indians in Game 7, 8-7. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.